Liebe Zuschauerinnen, liebe Zuschauer.
Dear listeners, a very warm welcome to another reading from the Apocryphal Work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. In the prophetic word through his teaching prophetess and emissary, Gabriella, the Spirit of the Christ of God gives a revelation during this great time of change, describing the details of his mighty presence as the Son of God and Jesus of Nazareth. To this he said the following, "May the life flow out via the work of This Is My Word, which is likewise a historical work of reference. Just as you do not strive according to the letter, but grasp the meaning, heaven opens up for you, which I make manifest in my word given through the mouth of a human being, for all those who strive toward heaven by way of the true following." First, we will read from the mostly unknown Gospel of Jesus, which is explained, corrected, and deepened by Christ himself in the following via the prophetic word in our time. We may read to you starting with chapter 82 with the title, The Crucifixion of Jesus. There we read, "And there was darkness over all the land from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. But some who were standing around lit their torches, for the darkness was very great. And about the sixth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Christus erklärt, berichtigt und vertieft das Wort.
Christ explains, corrects and deepens the word. The heart of Jesus cried the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? From the cross I saw many peoples, countless people whose souls repeatedly came into the earthly garment and walked in darkness for many centuries. They had lost their inner path. In their ignorance, in their need, illness, and loneliness, they called out to God. However, they were concerned only with their physical bodies, not with their souls. They let the latter waste away. Thus, my call on the cross was the call of many generations that believed and believe they are lost. For my suffering and dying were and are a symbol for the suffering and dying of people. My words, my God, why have you forsaken me, are the words of the people of all nations and generations which, in their unbelief, accused and accuse God for their sins. I did not speak these words for myself, but as a symbol for many. Even today, my words on the cross are still a symbol for many people. Even today, they still call in their outer need, my God, why have you forsaken me? For even today, they still do not understand that salvation, help and healing come solely from within. Even today, many struggle only for their earthly life because their true being is still foreign to them. So my call on the cross was the call of those who believed and still believe they are lost. Their call will be heard when they open their heart to God and no longer cling to their earthly life with their senses. Then they will be heard, since they have found the path to the heart of God. The Comforter and the Redeemer, the Christ of God, who I am, I, the way, the truth, and the life, brought and brings into this world once more the path of love which leads to the heart of God. As the Father glorified himself in me, the Jesus, and glorifies himself in me, the Christ, I will glorify myself in those who truly call to God, for they will find what their heart longs for, God, the love and the life, their true being.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we continue reading. Some of them who stood there and heard this said, "This man calls for Elijah." Others said, "He calls upon the sun." The rest said, "Let us stay and see whether Elijah will come and rescue him." Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The words to Mary, "Woman, behold your son," and to the disciple, "Behold your mother," symbolize the law of selfless love and unity. These words were understood by those for whom they were meant. The disciple fulfilled the law of love and unity and took Mary into his home. For a commandment from the law of God says, "One for all, Christ, and all for one, Christ. Each one for each one, in good thoughts and in the right love and care." The one who keeps the law of love and unity is there for his neighbor. He receives his neighbor not only in his heart, but also in his home when his neighbor truly needs help. The one who keeps the law of love and unity and who himself abides in the house of God, in the heart of God, also leads the people of goodwill to God's love and unity.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we read the following words. Jesus now knew that everything had taken place and that the Scripture was fulfilled. He said, "I am thirsty." And from a vessel they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it on a hyssop and held it to his mouth. And Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." When Jesus had received the vinegar, he cried aloud, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. And it was the ninth hour. And behold, there was great thunder and lightning, and the partition wall of the sanctum before which the veil hung fell down and was rent in two. The earth quaked and the rocks too burst apart. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The earthquake symbolizes not only the freedom of the souls, but above all, the power, the life, which all souls received, whether they were incarnate or discarnate. It is the part power of the primordial power, the Christ power, which divided into sparks and entered all souls, also those of the demons. Through the powerful cosmic irradiation, some people became temporarily clairvoyant and perceived souls, which, through this power of redemption, went into higher spheres of inner life. For they had attained the inner maturity for higher levels of life and had longingly waited for the power of redemption, for the Redeemer spark, which pointed and points the way for them to the heart of the eternal.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we continue. Now, when the centurion and those who were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and all that happened, they feared greatly and said, "Truly, this was a Son of God." Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. It is written that they feared greatly and said, truly, this was a Son of God. When recognition frightens people, they should examine their conscience. How often have they already committed deeds which they now recognize as being unlawful? The fear and the recognition were, in the last analysis, pangs of conscience. They wanted to admonish the so-called centurion and those who were guarding Jesus with him, and to tell them that a person is not allowed to kill someone himself, nor to become an accomplice in the death of his neighbor. For instance, by ordering the death of a person, for who has the right to condemn others to death or to kill them? God, the Eternal, did not command such a thing. On the contrary, He, the Great All-One, who is the Law of Life, has commanded man, you shall not kill, for He is the Life, not death. So-called death is the passing away of the earthly body, which is from earth and returns to the earth. It is a lawful process contingent upon the incarnation of the soul and will take place according to the way the person thinks and lives and according to the condition of his soul. God is the life. For this reason, man has no right to kill the earthly body of his neighbor or to cause its death. The one who consciously kills or consciously causes death will, according to the law of sowing and reaping, have to endure and suffer what he has caused during a life that was far from God.
Dear listeners, from the Gospel of Jesus, we continue reading in chapter 84, the title of which reads, The Resurrection of Jesus. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn in the early morning of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the sepulchre bringing the spices which she had prepared, and others came with her. And as they were going, they said among themselves, Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the sepulchre for us? For it was big. And when they came to the place and looked, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. For behold, there was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled the stone away from the entrance and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. The guards were so much frightened that they fell on the ground as if they were dead. And the angel said to the women, Do not be afraid. I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The guards saw no angel. The earthquake affected their bad conscience, and the fear affected their blood circulation for a short time, causing them to fall unconscious to the ground. Recognize that the angel of the Lord, too, one of many angels who were with me as Jesus, was perceived only by those women who, through their actualization of the law of love, had brought their souls to shine. Their inner ear had opened, and they understood the language of love. These women communicated to their neighbors what they had perceived, and those who believed followed. The one who lives in God lives in the law of love and freedom and respects free will. Therefore, the angel respected the free will of the people and spoke as follows. If you want, look into the sepulchre where the earthly body of the Lord lay. And if you want, go your way and tell his disciples that the Lord knows no death. The Son of the Eternal is risen, and if you remain in faith and adoration, he will meet you on the way that you will take.
And we continue to learn from the Gospel of Jesus the following. And they entered and did not find the body of Jesus. Then they ran away and came to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, They have taken away the Lord from the sepulchre, and we do not know where they have laid him. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Whom Jesus loved means who was nearest to him in his way of living and thinking. God loves all his children equally, but when a child has purified its soul and devoted its life to him, it draws nearer to him. The one who sees God as the center of his earthly life and lives in a way that is devoted to God attains an ever greater purity of his soul. The purged soul then finds its way into a deep, intimate communication with God, its Father. It was similar with the said disciple of whom it is written, He was nearer to God, because his soul was more light-filled and more powerful through his constant devotion to God, the Eternal. The union between the Eternal and a light-filled soul also brings about a deep communication between those people who strive toward the divine. Thus, my spiritual body and his light-filled soul were linked with God and consciously united in God. He thereby understood the sense of my words and could also grasp their true purport in few words. Recognize that understanding towards one's neighbor and mutual understanding leads to nearness to God and to deeds that are done together in the Spirit of the Lord.
In the Gospel of Jesus, we read what the women experienced at the empty sepulchre. And they ran and came to the sepulchre, and looking in, they saw the linen cloths lying. And the cloth that had been about Jesus' head was not with the linen cloths, but folded up in a separate place. And it came to pass that they were much perplexed, for behold, two angels stood close to them in glistening white garments and said to them, Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The sepulchre was examined by the Jews and the Romans. They were driven by fear, for they could not understand my words, After 3 days I will rise again. The beings from God, the angels, about whom it is written, were perceived by just a few in their hearts. Not all who were present believed in the statement of those who perceived the beings from God in their hearts. Because of this, a tumult developed at the sepulchre. Some lost their self-control and also began to doubt. Thus, some believed, others doubted. The upset doubters did not take the way to Galilee. Because very often there are disagreements among people, God and the beings from God guide the people indirectly. They guided the believers through their God-filled sensations, but did not mention the word Galilee.
We continue reading in the Gospel of Jesus. Do you not remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, that he, the Son of Man, would be crucified and that he would rise again after the third day? And they remembered his words, and they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were confounded. They did not speak to anyone about it, for they were afraid. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. The fear and the flight from the empty sepulchre explain the doubts which many had. Many were also disappointed in me and dismayed about me, for they had hoped for a so-called miracle. They had hoped for the resurrection of my earthly body. However, the earthly body is merely the acting organ for the spiritual body. When the spiritual body is pure and in God, the human body, the organ, has fulfilled its function. So it was. I had accomplished it. A part of my heritage, the part power of the primordial power, could be withdrawn from the primordial substance and became the Redeemer energy, because my spiritual body abided in God and was without sin. The Gospel of Jesus continues with the following. But Mary stood before the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and saw two angels in white garments, one at the head and the other at the foot, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, Woman, why do you weep? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. And as she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why do you weep? Whom do you seek? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned around and said to him, Rabboni, that is, Master. Jesus said to her, Do not touch me, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the words of the Gospel of Jesus. The eyes of Mary were also held blind until, addressing her as Mary, I opened the eyes of her soul. Thereupon, she beheld my fine material body. Do not touch me also means, among other things, believe. Man can touch only the material, earthly body, but not the fine material one. While I appeared to Mary and some apostles and disciples, my earthly body was in the process of transformation. This transformation of my physical body was invisible to man. It took place until the ascension. Because my spiritual body had totally irradiated my earthly body, the latter was gradually absorbed by the spiritual atoms. Thus, the eternal power of the Father, the primordial power, transformed my coarse material body so that the matter irradiated by me was removed from coarse matter. The one who erects and worships the cross with the dead body points to the physical body and thus portrays wrongly to mankind that I was defeated. He venerates the dead body instead of praying to the resurrected one, to the inner light, to the Father in me, the Christ. The cross without the body is the symbol of the resurrection, of the ascension.
Dear listeners, this was a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. We thank you for being with us today. We will be very glad to have you with us again as we continue to read from this wonderful book. For today, we take our leave of you and from our heart wish you and all of us all that is good. Goodbye and greetings in God.